Table track 1.
Well, hello guys, how are you? This is Bobby Minton. I am back. Oh, I am back with another podcast. You know, it's been 5 months since I've done a podcast. Today, I am going to be discussing Format Factory, the audio converter that has, it's a DVD ripper, multi-CD ripper, audio converter, and it takes the audio off DVDs. Today is Friday, June 1st, 2012. Okay. Format Factory, it's a free program. I can't emphasize this enough. Free. And there's two websites where you could get this piece of software. And the two websites I'm going to give you are www.afterdawn.com. Site number two, www.formatoz.com. Okay, so before I really get started with the Format Factory, I just want to tell you, I apologize, I am just terribly sorry I have not been podcasting in the last 5 months. And the reason for the not podcasting is my basement kept getting flooded every time it rained, and my bedroom got flooded, and a couple of the other rooms in the house got flooded. So that is why there have been no podcasts. And anyway, I am just terribly, terribly sorry. I know I promised you analog to digital, but that did not go too well when I tried to do it. My turntable got a little messed up doing it, and, well, that's that. So, a friend of mine had this on her laptop up at winter camp, so here I go with Format Factory 2.95. And pardon me for all the flooding in the basement. I know it has been 5 months since I podcasted, so I might be a little rusty. And before I go ahead, let me tell you, Format Factory is a zip self-extract file. And when you get it, it's a .zip file. So what it's going to do, there used to be a .executable. I think there is. What it does is it zips, and it does create some registry. The interesting about the zip file is you do get registry things like the ASCII toolbar, which I hate. Oh, that's another thing. The issue with downloading Format Factory is that when you download it, what I don't like about it is it automatically installs the ASCII toolbar. And I don't have a hotfix for that. So, without any further ado, let me go to Windows M with my desktop. I'm recording with Audacity 2.0. Let me just give you a brief tech update. When I first did the podcast for Switch, that was 4.22. Today, Switch is at 4.27. And I run Switch most of the time. But I run this if I'm going to try to convert a talking book, which I never did, to MP3. You know, those books you get from Bard. And I just wanted to... Audacity is at 2.0. I just downloaded it in March. And I'm sorry for the delay of all the podcasts, but my computer's been in drop cloths for at least a couple of months. So here I go. I am going to go for Windows M for the desktop. And I have a folder called Conversion Tools, Audio and Conversion Tools, and I'm going to press the letter F for Format Factory. So here I go.
M, menu, search box, escape, leaving menus, start button, Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view,
okay.
Audio and Conversion Tools, and 6 of 9, to move to items, use the air, antivirus, anti-spoof, Audio and Conversion Tools.
Here I am in the Audio Conversion Tools folder. I'm going to press enter on it, and I'm going to press the letter F for Format Factory.
Enter. Audio and Conversion Tools. Items view multi-select list box. Audacity 3/27/2012 1:37 a.m. Shortcut 1 kilobyte 5 of 10.
Now, I'm recording with Audacity, so I'm going to press F for Format Factory. Oh, and Format Factory's new version is 2.95.
F Format Factory.
Okay, you heard me press Enter on Format Factory. Now...
Enter. Format Factory 2.95.
Okay, you heard the version, 2.95. Now, there's a little bit of inaccessibility. And I don't know anything about ripping DVDs or CDs with this program, because I think there's a little bit of inaccessibility there. So Marvin, Jeffrey, whoever's listening to this, could you email me at bvinton@optonline.net and let me know if there's a way you could rip a DVD with Format Factory. Now, I'm going to press the tab key. I'm going to do a brief overview to show you just a little bit of inaccessibility here.
Tap, 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 tap.
Yeah, see what I mean? Now we're going to do the Alt key now that we did that. It's going to go to the task menu, and I'm going to let you hear. There's not many menus in this program because it's small. It's kind of like a zip-up file, so here I go with the Alt key.
Menu, task, to move through items, press up or down arrow, T. Start converting unavailable, S. Stop converting unavailable, S. Minimize to system tray, M. Option, O.
Okay, we're going to press enter on option.
Enter, leaving menus, option dialog, GUI sound, general operation button, to activate, press spacebar.
Now, before I go any further, let me explain something to you. All those are not available because I have no audio selected, so that's why none of these are available. Now, here we are at the GUI tab. Now, the GUI sound, okay, when Format Factory finishes converting, it makes a bleeping sound. It makes like a bleep. Yeah, so that's what that does. So that's what the GUI sound is. Now, let me press the tab key and let you hear all the options that are here.
Tap GUI sound complete notify button to activate, press spacebar.
Okay, these are checkboxes, but JAWS isn't reading them for whatever reason, so...
Tap GUI sound error notify button to activate, press spacebar.
Now, all these by default are not checked, so I had a sighted person check one of the boxes for me.
Tap after converting shutdown computer button to activate, press spacebar.
Oh, while we're talking about this program... This program, let's say you have a ton of tunes that you want to convert. Let's say maybe a couple hundred. Maybe you want to walk away from your computer. Maybe you want to go to sleep, go to bed, or whatever. This program will shut down your computer if you choose to. But that's turned off by default. Now, let me keep tabbing along here.
Tap after converting open output folder button to activate, press spacebar.
After converting... Open output folder button. Now, let me explain another thing to you. This program creates its own folder. And the folder it's going to create is C Users Bobby Documents FF Output. So FF stands for Format Factory Output. So you don't have to, unlike other a bunch of other converters, you don't have to convert using... You don't have to make your own output folder like you do with a ton of other audio converters such as Switch and a bunch of others that I know of. Let me keep tabbing along here.
Tap output folder edit. C Users Bobby Documents FF Output. Type in text.
Yes, so we're gonna leave that alone. We're not gonna change it. It's the next tab is gonna be to change it. No, we're gonna leave everything alone, and then I'm gonna do Control Tab again.
Tap output folder change button to activate, press spacebar. Tap output folder output to source file folder button to activate, press spacebar.
Okay, let me explain something else to you about output to source file button. The reason why we don't want to do that is this program, unlike many other audio converters that we've all worked with and know by heart, this one, you know, is pretty new to me and it's probably new to others. But this program does not delete your files. So what you're going to do is let's say you have a 320, which you go into My Music. That's where all your files that are not converted will be. So those will stay there. And what's going to happen is you're just going to get a converted file to go to FF output. Now, what you're going to do when the process is done is you're going to go to My Music, delete all the folders, don't copy, don't paste, delete all those files to the My Music folder, because those will be your 320s. Now, let's say you have a 64 kbps, that'll be in My Documents. So you want to, I keep it this way because you can't do everything in one folder, otherwise you'll be really confused and you'll be like, what did I convert, what did I not convert? Okay, so you're going to go to My Documents and move, now don't copy, don't paste, move all those files to the My Music folder, because they're music. And you could also delete the FF output folder. Another nice thing about this program is when you're really working hard converting music, it recreates that folder automatically on the fly. And about converting to MP3, with Switch and a bunch of other converters that I have used in the past, you have to manually go back to WMA. Otherwise, it won't convert. It won't make the file smaller the way you want it. So it's a kind of a little bit of a pain to go WMA, back to MP3, back to WMA again with each individual folder or file, whatever you're working with. This, you can leave everything MP3 and convert down to a 64 kbps without touching anything. So that's another thing here. So let me tab again.
Tap output folder, append setting name button to activate, press spacebar. Tap default button to activate, press spacebar.
Now I'm going to press control tab, append. Another thing about this, you have to customize, or this will not, you have to create a profile, and I think maybe we'll get into that a little later in the podcast, but let me do control tab.
Default button to activate, press spacebar.
Okay, I'll let you hear what else is in this menu.
Tap subtitle font graphic 409 combo box custom 1 of 1. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
All this subtitle stuff, that's for ripping a DVD, and I really don't know how to do that. So anybody that's listening, can you just show me how, or email me a way to rip a DVD? Because my parents would love to know how to rip DVDs. So let me keep going along here.
Tap subtitle font browse button to activate, press spacebar.
Subtitle font browse. That's for browsing for your title.
Tap subtitle font file name edit. See Windows font stackmap.ttf. Type in text.
No, these are all subtitle fonts.
Tap SRT color /subtitle font off button. Tap OK button. Tap can't tap default button to activate, press spacebar.
Okay, that's all for this menu. We're going to do control tab again.
Default button to activate, press spacebar. Tap MP4 create PSP MP4 the button to activate, press spacebar.
Okay, that's for like if you're going to create an MP4 video, so that's kind of like a video codec.
Tap MP4 create hint track button to activate, press spacebar.
Hint track, I think, is, giving you a hint about what the track is, but not telling you what it is.
Tap install inside codec to system install button to activate, press spacebar.
No, we don't want to do that.
Tap install inside codec to system uninstall button to activate, press spacebar.
Okay, I did the codec, so, and I never uninstalled, so we're gonna leave this alone.
Tap add to system context menu button to activate, press spacebar.
No, I did that already, and you'll see when we get ready to convert.
Tap OK button, tap cancel, tap default button to activate,
okay,
press spacebar.
Let's do control tab again.
Default button to activate, press tap encoding complexity combo box high 3 of 3. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Okay, that's your encoding, so you want to keep that high because then you get really good sound, even if it's a 64 kbps. I like 64, well actually I like 56. Another thing about this is you're kind of limited to bit rates. It only goes to 32, then it goes to 64. I don't know why they did that. They don't have 48, 54, like, you know, they do in the other audio converters I've used.
Tap max startup latency edit, 4. Type in text.
Max startup, that's 4.
Tap max time between keyframes edit, 10. Type in text.
Okay, I don't know what
tap
that is.
Tap video mode combo box, normal. Tap CBR button, tap OK button, tap default button to activate, press. Kilobytes /skilobytes default button to activate, press spacebar. Tap 4cc edit AAC1, type in text.
AAC1, I think these are all, you know, the video codecs. A lot of this is basically visual.
Tap sets maximum interval between keyframes edit 250. Type in tech. Tap motion estimation at tap number of previous frames used as predictors and BNP frames edit 1. Type in text.
No.
Tap maximum number of consecutive B-frame. Tap use caber button to activate press spacebar.
So I'm just tabbing along and you're following with me.
Tap 0, 1, 6. Tap use multi-threads button to tap VBV max rip edit 0. Type in text.
BBB max rip. I don't know what that does, but I'm not going to play with these while I'm doing a podcast.
Tap VBV buffer size edit. Tap OK button. Tap can tap default button to act. Default button
now
to activate press spacebar.
Let's do control tab again here, and let's see what's in this menu.
Tap 4cc edit DX50. Type in tap micro block decision algorithm combo box. Use comparison function. Tap sets maximum in tap max B frames edit 0. Type in text.
These are all visual, so that's why I'm kind of like not telling you what each thing is, because I have no idea what all these things are. I only knew some of the video, what the video stuff was.
Tap allow for motion vectors per macro block button to tap trellis search quantization button to activate press spacebar.
I have no idea what quantization is.
Tap use multi-threads button to activate press spacebar.
Use multi-threads, I don't know.
Tap OK but tap can tap default button to act 0300 default button to tap 4cc edit zvid type in text.
Don't know what that is.
Tap max B frames edit 2 type in text.
Don't know what that is either.
Tap profile combo box. Unrestricted. 1 of 17. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Profile is unrestricted. Let me explain to you what that is. Unrestricted profile is that you can create a full profile, audio, video. It does not have to be restricted. So here we go again.
Tap motion search algorithm combo box. Mode decision inter/intra megabyte default. 2 of 5. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Okay, don't know what that is.
Tap enable global motion compensation button to activate press spacebar.
That's a video thing again.
Tap cartoon method button to activate press spacebar.
Cartoon method. Let's say you're ripping a DVD with a cartoon. You can create a cartoon right there. You can just go in there. I think you do it in your profile.
Tap use multi-threads button to activate. Tap sets maximum interval between keyframes edit 250. Type in text.
Seems like we just did this already.
Tap OK button to act. Tap can't tap default button to act. Kilobytes/skilobytes default button to activate press spacebar.
You know what the weird thing is about this program? When you're tabbing along, it says kilobytes, but it doesn't say what your bitrate's set to.
Tap 4cc edit WMV2. Type in text.
Yeah, that's a video codec.
Tap sets maximum interval between keyframes edit 250. Type in text.
Okay, I think we just did this, but I think it's repeating itself again.
Tap VRC max rip edit 0. Type in text. Tap VRC buffer size edit. Tap OK button. Tap can tap default button to activate press spacebar.
Okay, I kind of skip between the buffer and the max because I have no idea what those are. I'm kind of clueless here. Let me control tab again, and I think we're almost ready to start converting a file here.
GUI sound general operation button to activate press spacebar.
Okay, we discussed the GUI sound. Now we are ready to convert, which I will get out of this. I will press Alt F4. Okay.
Alt F4, format factory 2.95. Alt F4, audio and conversion tools, items view multi-select list box, format factory 5/28/2012/11:49 a.m. shortcut 2 kilobytes, 6 of 10.
Okay, now that we have done that, now we are ready for the big, big deal here. You've been waiting for this. Well, actually, you have not been waiting for this. This was in... I'll apologize. I'm just terribly sorry I couldn't do my analog to digital. But luckily, I had this to demonstrate. Otherwise, it'd be another month before I could do anything. But here I go. We're going to go into the My Music folder. I closed out Format Factory with an Alt F4. And you don't have to... The beauty of this program, when you convert, you don't have to leave this open. And I'll tell you why. Because it's in your context menu. And I'm going to show you that right now. I'm going to do search box. We're going to go to the My Music folder. That's where I want to go.
Menu. Search box. Edit. Windows Media Player submenu. 1 of 1. W. Music, 4 of 10. Enter. Leaving menus.
Okay.
Music. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected lover boy. 1 of 1.
Here we are. We're in the My Music folder. We got a ton of files in this folder. I don't keep music in my computer, by the way. I keep it all on an SD card. But anyway, enough of where I keep my music. I put this there because I want to show you how to convert. These are 320s. The 320 kbps. I'm going to press enter on the Loverboy folder.
Loverboy.
Good. What I had to do there is I had to press insert S because I had to highlight the folder. I'm going to press enter on it, and there will be all my files that I am preparing to convert, but I'm not going to convert all of them.
Enter. Loverboy. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected classics. Their greatest hits. 1 of 1.
Okay, I gotta press insert S again to highlight because it opened within a subfolder.
Classics, they're great.
Classics are greatest hits, okay, enter again.
Enter classics, they're greatest hits. Items view list box read only to move to an item. 02 working for the weekend.
Now I'm gonna convert my favorite song. I love Loverboy. They are an Australian, I think they're an Australian band actually. I know the Little River Band. I know Marvin Humpkin's going to be listening to this, so the Little River Band is Australia. Unfortunately, I don't have the Little River Band on here to convert, but here I go. I'm going to press my applications key and F for Format Factory. Two Fs because I got a folder called Defrickler. I don't know why that folder. So I'm going to press the letter F twice. You might only have to do the letter F once. So here I go. Applications F.
Applications context menu. To navigate, press up or down arrow. P. Play. P. F. Defrickler submenu. F. Format Factory F. F.
Okay, here we are. We're in the Format Factory menu. Now, here I go. I'm going to press enter on this. And I am going to be converting, so here we go.
Enter. Leaving menus. Classics, their greatest hits. Items view multi-select list box. 02 working for the weekend. Loverboy, Loverboy, classics, their greatest hits. 2 working for the weekend. 2 of 16. Format Factory 2.95. 02 working for the weekend. MP3 dialog. Output folder. Tree view. All to custom. 1 of 13. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, and when you, out of the box, when you install this, you are not going to have all to custom. I would eventually, maybe I can do it after we convert, I'll delete the profile I have and recreate it for you guys so that you can see how to create a full profile. But I'm going to tab around here until I hear the OK button, and then I'm going to convert. So, get ready.
Tap OK button. Tap setting button. To activate, press spacebar.
I want you to hear all the options. There's a setting button.
Tap output folder combo box. C. Users Bobby Documents FF output 1 of 4. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Okay, that's your output folder. Now I'm going to press tab again.
Tap browse button. To activate, press spacebar.
You can browse for your file, but why do that when you could press the applications key and add it to Format Factory with that shortcut? Why should you browse?
Tap tree view. All to custom. 1 of 13. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
We're all to custom, and I'm going to leave it alone because if I go through all those menus with you, what's going to happen is it's going to lose focus. So I'm going to press OK on the OK button.
Tap OK button. To activate, press spacebar. Space. Format Factory 2.95.
Now, you're going to hear the bleeping sound. I am going to press the task menu. I'm going to press the Alt key now. Alt key.
Menu. Task. To move through items, press up or down arrow. T.
And we went through this wedding menu. What am I saying? I'm saying the wrong. We went through this menu, and it everything was not available. Now, here we go.
Start converting. S.
See? Now it's available. I'm going to press enter on this right now.
Enter. Leaving menus. Menu bar, toolbar. Insert F1 help. Format Factory 2.95.
Now it made that little sound. See how it converts? Okay. Now that we've converted one file, we're only going to be working with one. Just to let you know, if you want to convert a whole folder, you could do that with a whole folder. And a lot of... Do you remember back in the XP days? Let me know if you remember this. Back when we used to have Windows XP, maybe Windows 98, audio converting really wasn't that popular. It was just beginning. So, and Switch does the whole folder too, but I'm just showing you this one. But anyway, way back when I first started playing with audio, converting stuff, you had to manually go to each folder, file, and you could not do a folder back in like maybe the 1990s, I think the whole folder conversion thing started in about 2004. So, way back in those days, so that's the beauty, a lot of companies are letting you convert a whole folder. Oh, and the name of the company is FreeTime, and as I said, it's free. I can't emphasize this enough, a free program. So if you're on a fixed income, a low budget income, maybe you want to pick this up, I'll give you the two sites again, www.formatoz.com, www.afterdawn.com. Now that we've converted this, I am going to Alt-F4 out of Format Factory now.
Alt-F4 Classics, their greatest hits. Items view multi-select list. Alt-F4 Audio and Conversion Tools. Items view multi-select list box. Format Factory. 5/28/2012/11:49 a.m. Shortcut 2 kilobytes. 6 of 10.
Okay, next step is we're going to be retrieving this file and how you retrieve it. Okay, this is what you're going to do. I'm going to do this step by step so you guys... I hope I'm not boring you. I don't think any blind person would know about, Format Factory or anything like that. But let me show you how you'd get to this file. I'm going to do the search box, Windows key.
Menu, search box, Windows Media Player submenu, 1 of 1,
do,
W.
We're going to do D for documents. So, D.
D, documents, 2 of 10, D.
Enter on documents.
Enter. Leaving menus, documents, items view multi-select list box, not selected Bobby's books, 11/17/2011:09 p.m. file folder, 1 of 6.
Sorry, the phone's ringing. I'm not answering that. Anyway, I'm going to keep on going here. Let me see where the file is here.
FFF output.
Okay, we're going to go to FF output. Okay, let's see.
Enter shell folder view, items view list box, 02 working for the weekend.
Working for the weekend. Now, it converted, and it's still an MP3, but it converted to a 128, because when we first started working with this, remember, we're working in two folders here, it converted from a 320 down to a 120. So let me press enter on this.
Enter. Alt-F4. FF output,
okay.
Items view multi-select list box. 02 working for the weekend. 12/31/2007:122 a.m. MP3 format sound 1740 kilobytes. 1 of 1.
Okay, enough of that. Now, we're going to exit out of here. Alt-F4 again. And I want to show you some little things that I didn't show you in Format Factory. But there's not much to really show you because it's kind of limited to what we can do for a blind person here. It is kind of visual, but at least we can convert with it if Switch freezes up or if something crashes. So we can definitely do a lot with this program. Let me Alt-F4.
Alt-F4 Audio and Conversion Tools. Items View Multi-Select List Box. Format Factory. 5/28/2012:11:49 a.m. Shortcut 2 kilobytes. 6 of 10.
Okay, let's go back to Format Factory.
Enter. Format Factory 2.95.
2.95 again. Okay. Now, there's a few little things that I did not get a chance to... One portion of the menu here that I did not get a chance to really show you, and I'm going to be showing you that right now.
Menu, task, to
now
move through items,
the
press up or down arrow,
things
T.
Things unavailable. We're going to go to the skins menu.
Skin, S.
This is where I want to show you here.
Luna Blue Chat, L. Aqua, A. Obsidian, O. Silver, S. Luna Blue Chat, L.
Now, what you're going to do is I can't uncheck that.
Skin, S.
Oh, it's going to interrupt me. Let me Alt F4 out of here again.
Alt F4. Leaving menus. Audio and conversion tools. Items view multi-select list box. Format factory. 5/28/2012/11:49 a.m. Shortcut 2 kilobytes. 6 of 10.
Sorry about that. I want to explain something to you, and it's never been talked about in any podcast. I mean, yeah, they have done skins, but they're always unchecking the skins when they're doing certain programs or on, you know, Jeff's Info World or Blind Cool Tech, any of these sites. But I am going to explain to you what a skin is. A skin is a picture of something. Like, if you have a picture of a violin, a flute, a guitar, it could be a picture of someone on a boat. It could, like, a float. It's like a watermark is what you do. And it's very bad. Skins are very bad for blind people, and I'll explain to you why. Now, this has never been explained in any podcast. The reason why a skin is bad is because a skin prevents you from doing anything with jaws. It kind of, like, it screws up jaws, it causes problems. That is what a skin, exactly what a skin is. So, that's what a skin is and what it does. And, that is why you want to make sure the trick, okay, no matter what program you're using, even Format Factory, the trick is to uncheck as many, many skins as you can. I try to uncheck that Luna Blue skin. I don't know what Luna Blue is. I think it's a balloon or the color of the sky. I have no idea what it is. But anyway, I tried unchecking that, and I could not uncheck it. So, I'm going to be wrapping this up, and not now, just in a few minutes. So, I just want to go back into Format Factory, and I want to show you a few things. I want to try to get to the DVD ripper for you, because I know that you can't wait to rip a DVD. I know you guys are really into that. So let me just try my best to. I have a CD, actually, in my desk drawer here that I can pull out if I can get to the CD ripper. But let me press enter on
Free YouTube Format Factory. Enter.
Back into Format Factory.
Format Factory 2.95.
Now, as you can see, this program is not completely accessible for ripping or doing DVDs or CDs, and I'd love to know how to rip a DVD.
Tap, tap, tap.
I'd love to be able to take the audio off a DVD, and I've never been able to do that before. But I guess I need sighted help to do that, because listen to this.
Tap, 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 tap.
See, I'm tabbing along and nothing's happening here. So, I'm going to root my jaws to the PC cursor, see what I get here, and maybe I'll show you a few other things here.
Root jaws to PC.
Okay, I got my jaws to PC. I'm going to go down arrow with this.
Graphic 307, DVD to video file, graphic 87. Music CD to audio file.
See, this is what I don't understand. It's not saying what to do with these. And I tried, before I even did this podcast, I tried with my left mouse, right mouse button, and I could not do a thing with this. So, here I go again.
Graphic 35. DVD/CD to ISO/CSO. Graphic 825. ISO/CSO. Graphic 701 Advanced. C. Users Bobby Documents FF Output Graphic 251 Use Multi-Threads Elapsed Time 0 Hours 0 Minutes and 0 Seconds Graphic 155 After Converting Shut Down Computer Graphic 55.
Okay, you know, we discussed all that.
C. Users Bobby Documents FF Output Graphic 251 Use Multi-Threads Elapsed Time 0 Hours 0 Minutes and 0 Seconds Graphic C. Users Bobby Documents FF Output C. Graphic Select Use 31 multi C U PC cursor.
Let me go back to the PC cursor. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go back to the PC cursor. And you know what I'm gonna do? I think I'm gonna show you how to create a profile. That's another thing I wanted to do here. Cause we really didn't get too far with the bit rates and stuff. Let me press Alt F4 to get out of Format Factory, because that's what we got to do.
Alt F4, Audio and Conversion Tools, Items View Multi-Select List Box, Format Factory, 5/28/2012-11:49 AM, Shortcut 2 kilobytes, 6 of 10.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the Windows key, we're going to go to my Documents, I'm going to delete my profile now.
Menu, Search Box, Windows Media Player Submenu, 1 of 1, W. D, Documents, 2 of 10,
D. D for Documents. Oh, by the way, when you create a profile, it creates another folder called Format Factory, but your profile is what saves all your settings, and this program does everything in My Documents. I have no idea why. You can change it, but we don't want to do that because we don't want to mix anything up.
Enter. Leaving Menus. Documents. Item. DVD. Video. FF Output. Format Factory.
I'm going to delete this because this is my profile file.
Delete folder dialog. Are you sure you want to move this folder to the recycle bin? Format Factory. Day created. 5/31/2012-11:27 AM. Yes button. To activate, press spacebar. Alt plus Y. Space. Documents. Items,
okay,
view multi-select
so
list box. Not selected. Bobby's life story. 11/16/2011-2:41 AM. Doc file 25 kilobytes. 4 of 5.
Okay, I deleted that file. Now I'm going to do Alt F4 again.
Alt F4, Audio and Conversion Tools, Items
Back
View Multi-Select List Box, Format Factory, 5/28/2012-11:49 AM, Shortcut 2 kilobytes, 6 of 10.
So, I'm going to wrap this up very shortly, but I figured I'd teach you how to create a profile, because a lot of audio converters do not have this feature. That's another neat feature. It's a little tricky to do, but I'll teach it to you anyway. We're going to do Search Box.
Menu, search box edit, type text in this edit field or press up or down arrow to move through items.
I want to go to the My Music folders where I want to go.
Windows Media Player submenu, 1 of 1, W, M, Music, 4 of 10, enter, leaving menus, music, items view multi-select list box, lover, enter, lover boy, items view, classics their greatest hit.
Okay, press enter on this.
Enter, classics their greatest hit. 02 working for the weekend.
Now we're going to do this the same thing. We're going to do applications key and F twice. So just stay tuned for that. We're almost done here. So I just want to show you how to create a profile and change the bitrate on top of it all. So hopefully we can do this together.
Applications, context, properties, open, rename, M.
No, we want to
F, Format Factory, F.
Here we go. We're going to do Format Factory again.
Enter. Leaving menus. Classics, their greatest hits. Items view multi-select list box. 02 working for the weekend. Lover boy. Classics, their greatest hits. 2 working for the weekend. 2 of 16. Format Factory 2.95. 02 working for the weekend. MP3 dialog. Output folder. Tree view. All to MP3. 1
now,
of 12. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
I let the thing speak to you. It says Alt to MP3, and the reason for that is I deleted my profile that I created. I don't really use this program that frequently. I just thought I'd show you how to actually physically create a profile. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to change the bitrate back to 64 kbps. So I have to get to the setting button.
Tap OK button. Tap set. Tap output folder combo box. Tap browse. Tap tree view. Tap OK. Tap setting button. To activate, press spacebar.
Here's where I want to be. I want to be at the setting button.
Space. 02 working for the weekend. MP3 dialog. Output folder. Audio setting dialog. Profile OK button. To activate, tap graphic 372 combo box. High quality. 1 of 3. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
High quality here.
Tap profile save as button. To activate, tap profile graphic 839 button. To act, tap list box. 0 items. Insert F1 help. To move
okay,
to an item, press the arrow keys.
Here's where we change the bitrate. I just wanted you to hear my speech a little bit.
List box type MP3.
K.
List box audio stream read only. List box sample rate hertz 4.4100.
This gives a sample rate.
List box bitrate kilobytes/s128.
Okay, now what I'm going to do is that you have to press tab again. It's not a multi-tabbed. I don't know. It's a weird kind of dialog box here. I'm going to press tab, and I'm going to show you all the bit rates that are here. But I'm going to do 64 kbps for you guys, so stay tuned and just be a little patient. I know this is an awkward program to be working with, but I'm going to press the tab key again.
Tap setting type audio stream sample rate hertz bitrate kilobyte slash s audio channel volume control edit 128. Type in text. Blank. Setting type audio stream sample rate hertz bitrate kilobyte slash s audio channel volume control edit 192. Type in text 212. Blank. Setting type blank. Setting type audio stream sample rate hertz bitrate kilobyte slash s audio channel volume control edit 320. Type in text.
Oh, that's 320.
200 blank. Setting type audio stream sample rate hertz bitrate kilobyte slash s audio channel volume control edit 320. Type in text.
Now I'm going to show you all the bit rates that are in here. That's 320.
Blank. Setting type audio stream sample rate hertz bitrate kilobyte slash s audio channel volume control edit 256. Type in text. Blank. Setting type audio stream sample rate hertz bitrate kilobyte slash s audio channel volume control edit 224. Type in text.
224.
Blank. Setting type audio stream sample rate hertz bitrate kilobyte slash s audio channel volume control edit 192. Type in text.
Okay, we got 192.
Blank. Setting type audio stream sample rate hertz bitrate kilobyte slash s audio channel volume control edit 128. Type in text.
128 we got. That's the standard, but I like it a lot lower because, well, a little bit lower, not too much lower. Otherwise, you do lose your sound quality. I'm going to get lower.
96. Setting type audio stream sample rate hertz bitrate kilobyte slash s audio channel volume control edit. 96. Type in text.
You know, one thing I don't really like about this program is it is a little bit verbose, but if you could deal with the verbosity of this program, I'd recommend it. You know, if no one knows about Switch or you can't afford it or for some reason it crashes, this is a good alternative.
64. Setting type audio stream sample rate hertz bitrate kilobyte slash s audio channel volume control edit 64. Type in text.
Now you'll see that this program does not have 32. It doesn't have 56, 48, 40. It doesn't go that far. It skips all the way down to 32, and you will see that.
32. Setting type audio stream sample rate hertz bitrate kilobyte slash s audio channel volume control edit. 32. Type in text.
Now we're going to go back to 64 because I want to get a profile created, and I hope I remember how to. I'm getting the hiccups here. Hopefully I won't have to pause the recording. But I'm going to go back to 64 now that I've showed you all the bit rates here. And oh, it does not go down to 16 bit either. The lowest you can go is 32.
Default setting type audio stream sample rate hertz bitrate kilobyte slash s audio channel volume control edit. Default type in text blank. Setting type audio stream sample blank. Setting type audio stream sample rate hertz bitrate kilobyte slash s audio channel volume control edit 64. Type in text.
Okay, so we're back to 64. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to tab until I maybe hear okay.
Tap audio setting dialog profile OK button to act. Tap graphic 372 combo box. High quality. One of tap profile save as button to
okay,
activate. Press space bar.
I want to save this profile. Now I'm going to press right here. I'm going to create my profile and it's going to ask me to type in the text. Here I go.
Space audio setting dialog custom dialog icon profile name edit custom MP3 high quality. Type in text. Tap OK button to activate. Tap icon. Tap profile name. Edit custom MP3 high quality. Tap OK button to activate. Press spacebar.
Okay, let me just tab and let you hear the menus now. I saved the profile, so that's wonderful. Now let's see what's in the menu here.
Tap icon combo box 9, 10 of 30. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Tap profile name. Edit custom MP3 high quality. Type in text. Tap OK button to activate. Press spacebar.
Okay, we're on the OK button now. Let's see what happens here.
Space Win7Z dialog. Save completed. OK button to activate. Press spacebar.
Okay, it completed my save. Okay, now I'm going to press the spacebar now.
Space 02 working for the weekend. MP3 dialog. Output folder. Audio setting dialog. Profile save as button to activate. Press spacebar.
Okay, so I got the profile saved, and Okay, now, let me explain something. Once you go back into the program, let's say you always want to keep it at that bitrate for the rest of your life till you're updating, that will save it permanently. It's a permanent save. Not temporary, but it permanently saves that, unless you delete it. That's what I did. I deleted my profile because I wanted to show you how we can create a profile. And I tried to show you this CD and DVD ripper. And let me Alt+F4 out of this.
Alt+F4 Format Factory 2.95.02 working for the weekend. Alt+F4 Format Factory 2.95. Alt+F4 Classics, their greatest hits. Items view. Alt+F4 Audio and Conversion Tools. Items view. Multi-select list box.
Okay.
Format Factory 5/28/2012/11:49 a.m. Shortcut 2
okay.
kilobytes. 6/10.
I am going to be wrapping this up right now because I have showed you everything I could in Format Factory, and I am terribly sorry I could not do my analog to digital podcast, and I'm also sorry I could not show you how to rip a DVD / CD. This program is free. You can get it free of charge at those two websites I gave you, www.afterdawn.com or www.format.com. That wraps it up for Bobby Vinton. And oh, my email address, I'll give you my contact info. If anyone can teach me how to rip the DVDs with Format Factory, it is bvinton@optonline.net. Wrapping it up for Bobby Vinton. I will be back next month, hopefully with my analog to digital. If not, I got others. So stay tuned, and wrapping it up for Bobby Vinton.
Alt+Tab Audacity Table Track 1.